My name is Beth McLaughlin, and I recently wrote a review for Early Childhood Music Therapy and Autism Spectrum Disorders, edited by Dr. Petra Kern and Marsha Humpel for the 2013 edition of Imagine, an online magazine for early childhood and music therapy. This book was published by Jessica Kingsley Publishers in 2012. I've been providing music therapy services to early childhood and school-age children at Wildwood School in Schenectady, New York, since 1981. I have had the privilege of working and collaborating with both Dr. Kern and Ms. Humpel on various publications and presentations, and am continually impressed by their wealth of knowledge and expertise in the field of early childhood music therapy. We are extremely fortunate to have clinicians such as these, with their strong commitment to the integrity of our profession and the passion for sharing their work for the edification and growth of our field. This book is divided into five parts that include introduction and research, assessment and goals, treatment approaches, collaboration and consultation, and selected resources. Within each part, authors have contributed chapters that detail music therapy practice of the highest standard as it relates to the most effective means of supporting learner outcomes. Each chapter concludes with review questions that assist the reader in understanding the critical elements of the information provided. In 2009, the National Autism Center published their report identifying the most current research-validated interventions for children with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. In it, they identified music therapy as an emerging practice. This designation recognizes our field as having promising outcomes but needing further evidence to meet the research criteria. While research in the field of music therapy with ASD is growing, there continues to be a need for more rigorous study in order to be, and I'm quoting from page 43, classified in the top tier of effective practices. The authors who have contributed to this book challenge us to increase our knowledge of the treatment approaches that are currently supported by research, examine our work in light of the evidence supporting specific music therapy modalities, and inform our own practice accordingly. For all of us who provide music therapy to young children with ASD, early childhood music therapy, and autism spectrum disorder should be required reading. I hope to see it used as a text in both graduate and undergraduate music therapy programs so that music therapists entering the field will be able to represent and advocate for their work with information rooted in documented research. At Wildwood School, my interns will be required to purchase a copy at the beginning of their internship. The questions at the end of each chapter provide excellent discussion points that will help guide our conversations relative to evidence-based practice as it relates to their clinical training experience at Wildwood School. Finally, I plan to use this book when speaking with parents and administrators from school districts whose students we serve to both validate and promote our music therapy services. Thank you for listening.